What do you think of this situation? There are a lot of elements to it. I'm going to try to paraphrase. It's a long message that I'm reading, but the gist is she writes, "My fiance is giving money to his ex, and I think it should stop, but it's more complicated than that," is the simple version. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And if you want to chime in on this, 79 Coast, he is supporting financially his ex-girlfriend, helping with like rent and car payments, not every month, but as it becomes necessary. Here's the situation. Technically, he cheated on the ex with the fiance, the now fiance.
Okay.
So she, and there was some overlap. He didn't break up with her because she was kind of unstable and didn't, you know, so then stayed with her while he started to see the current woman who is I guess they're now engaged. Okay. So he offered to pay her bills for a while to help her out. He also felt bad about everything that happened. So now, in that, especially that we're considering getting married, she says, "I think this should stop." But when he's brought that up with her, the ex, she has threatened to expose him as a cheater on social media. And I guess she knows people at his job.
Oh, they already know.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, my God.
They probably already know.
I wouldn't have gotten engaged to him if he's still supporting her.
It's like blackmail almost.
Okay, expose me as a cheater and then I'll have lots of money. Okay, I did it. Yes, expose yourself first. That's what I would do. Like what I did when I was a kid. Tell on yourself first. That's it.
Just tell on
you
yourself.
You can't hold it over my head anymore. If this guy has the cojones to cheat on his unstable girlfriend, which means she crazy, he's not scared. He's not scared about the expose. He's scaring that she's going to set him on fire. That's what it is. She's unstable. So he stayed with her because he was afraid he was going to lose all of his stuff, physical and all everything. And then, no, she's crazy. And but, I would have been like, oh my God, get a backbone and stop paying for her.
Yeah, I think the woman who messaged is being too understanding.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that she's like, well, now that we're engaged, shouldn't this stop? This should have stopped
yeah.
the second that you guys like did the horizontal mambo. Okay.
But you understand, I do understand how she feels guilty too because of the overlap. You know, she may not have been the one cheating, but she was the other woman.
All right.
You know?
Sure. What are you going to pay for it the rest of your life?
It's not her problem anymore. It shouldn't be.
No. No. Absolutely. No. Shut it down. This is madness. People are out of their minds.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not. You did a horrible thing. You did a really crappy thing, and you're gonna pay for it with guilt for the rest of your life. But
that shouldn't be literal paying for it.
No, however, might I just say very quickly?
Okay, now, are you gonna contradict yourself now?
I'm gonna applaud the crazy because look, she got bills paid. She's like, I don't care. She was like, yeah. Hey, he's gonna do it. Like, high five to you, girlfriend.
Right.
I'm like, listen. Ain't no shame in her game. She got cheated on and left and dumped, and all her bills are paid. Yeah.
Can you pay my automobiles?
Yeah.
I never noticed that in the song. That's kind of clever there, Destiny's Child.
Yeah, right?
Can you pay my automobiles?
Yep.
Can you pay my telephone bills?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, there you go. Case closed on that one.
All right, good for her.
Don't even need to discuss with the jury. Anyone disagree? 79COAST, 792-6278. Oh, wait. We do have a call. Sarah, go ahead.
Okay, so as a victim of an overlap situation myself and being on the other side of it,
As in, you were together with him and he started dating someone else?
Yes. But not, I don't think I was crazy. Maybe I was, but I don't think I was. I will say that I don't think the only thing the girl has over him is that she's going to out him.
I think
he's probably still spending time with her.
Oh.
I love your theory.
Hold up. Now, is that because that was the case with your overlap situation?
That was because that was the attempted case with my overlap.
He tried to come back and have his cake and eat it, too.
Because, listen, if he's already engaged to the new girl, like, everybody knows he cheated then. How fast did they get engaged?
Well, that's what I was saying. They already know.
So everybody knows. So the fact that there's no way that holds water in the situation, like, oh, she's going to tell everybody I'm a cheater. Everybody knows you're a cheater, bro.
Man,
come on.
Right.
You are
good. It's just the, are you still shooting a couple texts late at night over there?
And we know what you mean by shooting a couple texts.
There is something dirty still going on there.
Okay.
I might have room on my investigative team. I'm going to let you know. You're good.
Oh, I've got moves. I'm the friend that gets contacted when you want to find out whose ex is from somebody. Like, I can find people.
You dig for the dirt.
I'm a digger.
I like it.
You're a digger.
Cool.
All right, Sarah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.